This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind.
Let me where I come from.
We're in Williston, North Dakota today at Red Rock Ford in Williston. And, of course, the Red Rock dealerships, Dickinson, Watford City, and Williston are great community partners. They are really great. And they've also got some incredible selection here now as well. So pretty amazing. Good to be celebrating those folks. We're going to talk with him a little later on in the program this hour about what's happening at Red Rock Auto. And we also are going to be talking about the big Cook Fest coming up. That's right. I want to thank our friends from Ballin. Ballin Valves, Go Wireline, and Enbridge. We'll be hanging out with them at Cook Fest. So if you want to find us, win yourself a MyPillow. You know, get a copy of Grassroots, The Common Sense Action Agenda for America, the book that I wrote. I would love to give you a copy of that. Just stop by one of those three locations for the Cook Fest today in Trenton, North Dakota. And the information station is 2 until 4. And then at 4 o'clock, the barbecue starts. And it's fabulous. You just heard the folks from Ballin. They're cooking and have been this beef brisket since 7 this morning. Now, this isn't just slapping a few weenies on the grill. This is a heavy-duty barbecue. So I want to thank our fine sponsors for our broadcast from Cookfest. Today, Trenton, North Dakota. Tomorrow is the Bakken Rocks Fishing Derby. And Thursday, White Shield, North Dakota. And we're along for the ride, all three stops, and looking forward to it very much. Next week, Baltic, South Dakota. We'll be live on Thursday for the Ag PhD Field Day. So a lot of fun. Bridget Riedel and our meteorologists all broadcasting live, including What's On Your Mind from Field Day for Ag PhD Baltic, South Dakota on Thursday on What's On Your Mind. So look forward to that as well. Next up on the program, I want to introduce you to someone that is going to tell us a little bit about an exciting project, $2.8 billion worth of exciting. That is under development right now in Trenton, North Dakota, from a company called Cirilon. Nico Derusima joins us today on the program. How'd I do, by the way?
Very good.
That's I pronounced it correctly?
As close as you can get.
I didn't have the role in the Derusima, right?
No.
Say it yourself.
Derusima.
Derusima.
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes, that's
all right.
Better.
I got an A?
Yes.
B plus?
That's good.
Nico.
yeah, exactly. Nico, thanks for joining us. So we do very much appreciate this, and it's fascinating to hear about a $2.8 million billion, with a B, investment in Trenton, North Dakota. And for folks that are not familiar, this is not a large place, right?
No, it's not. But it's, you know, it's quite unique, and it's, I think it's got a lot of potential in what it can offer. So I think a beautiful location.
And soon to be a bedroom community of Williston, North Dakota, that will be robust given this level of investment and what's happening. Walk me through Cirilon and what you're attempting to do here.
Scott, that is a bigger question than just, you know, trying to do a project. I think the strategic vision of this state to look at a very robust energy industry and the combination of a downstream development with utilizing a lot of the gas that we've got in the state is creating the opportunity to then take the gas, convert that into high-value, you know, low-carbon and then greener energy, you know, for, you know, the U.S., but also for the state. And, you know, then with the option on the site to do the carbon capture, that is giving you a beautiful opportunity to make this the lowest carbon footprint GTL facility in the world.
And what your ultimate goal is here is making every barrel of oil cleaner. And some people think that is, a fool's errand. You know, like, why are we doing this? But the train's left the station, hasn't it, globally? This needs to be an effort to say, if you are cleaner, the investment comes in, that otherwise wouldn't come in. And we sort of negate this argument to try and shut down the industry. It saves the oil and gas industry, doesn't it?
It does. And you don't want to stop what you're doing in the oil and gas, you know, per se in any case, because it is a workhorse and it's actually doing a lot of good. So what you want to do is see how can we improve on that, you know, and then at the volumes of oil production, you want to continue with that. But you also want to position yourself as to develop into the future. And, you know, our focus is not the oil production, but really, you know, to take the gas and convert that into the, you know, biodegradable diesel.
And by doing that, ultimately the barrel of oil is cleaner. But, you know,
absolutely.
So that helps the overall industry is my point. And it leads to sustainability. Tell me a little bit about the gas to liquids process. My understanding is you're going to use as much as 10% of the total natural gas output. I don't know what the total numbers are, but it's a lot of natural gas.
You know what? And I don't know the percentage, but what I can tell you that is, you know, for phase one, we're looking at 240 million scf a day. It's a large volume. And then for phase two, exactly the same. But what we're also doing is looking at that as a base load to even do something like, you know, with the largest air separation unit that, you know, set up that we'll do in North America, to actually also do ammonia so that you can do the, but that's down the line. But the process is really taking the gas, you know, taking through a three-step process, you know, and then convert that into ultra-low sulfur diesel, then lubricant, synthetic lubricant feedstock, base oils, as well as naphtha that is utilized as a diluent, amongst other things. But that's really a proven process, you know, within three steps. Reforming, fissure drops, and then product workup.
And so the natural gas becomes all these thanes, all these different byproducts that are in demand, right?
I mean, absolutely.
And this automatically puts North Dakota in the petrochemical space.
Absolutely. You know, and to look at the bigger picture, you're setting by 2050 that you need 20 million barrels of oil for energy. You've got renewables for about 3 to 4, and then the balance is that you need to fill the gap with. Now, oil production will continue, but as we can do the GTL to fill that space, this is classified as a green transition energy. And that's why it's so lucrative, you know, to look into this and doing it in this way.
Talk about what you touched on earlier, downstream. Why is it important to create a downstream industry?
If you are a more integrated industry, you know, you create a very robust energy industry.
We probably should just explain this for folks that don't follow the industry closely, because there's an upstream, there's a downstream, and there's a midstream.
Yeah. So you've got the upstream, the midstream, and the downstream. Oil production and gas production is upstream. Midstream is all the pipelines, you know, to transport it. Now you can either then sell the commodity, and that is, you know, one way of doing it, and you make good money of it. But if you then build a downstream industry that will add value to it, then you've got a more robust approach, and let me explain that. If the oil price is high, you know, your oil industry is doing well. But when the oil price is low, your oil industry is not doing that well, but then your petrochemical industry is doing well because you utilize the feedstock from the oil into the petrochemicals. And that's why you want this natural structure, and you want to develop the downstream industry. Very strategic, but also then, you know, creating a cycle that is counter the boom and bust that you're used to.
And we have not benefited from that largely as a result of distance from the markets. You know, the petrochem industry is big in the Gulf Coast, for instance, and so are refineries. So, you know, there's a close proximity there. How do you handicap North Dakota's chances of getting into this petrochem space and therefore benefiting from what you're talking about, insulating yourself from ups and downs in oil price?
Let me answer it in this way. I think with the vision and the leadership that I've seen in North Dakota, you know, the willingness to actually move in that direction, you need to take the steps, you know, now to be able to benefit for the future generations to come. And we've seen the leadership in ample supply. I normally talk about three things: ownership, leadership, and stewardship. You know, the ownership of the challenges that we're facing, the courage for the leadership to step into the right places and, you know, make these, you know, decisions. And then, you know, the stewardship of what we have, you know, the resources, the environment, the people, and, you know, make sure that we set ourselves properly up for the future of the generations to come.
Here's a text question from a listener that says, CO2 is not causing a climate issue, as your guest claims. At least half the stated warming is artificial due to meddling with the official temperature data record to make older temperatures appear lower than they were, and no, we do not have to do anything about it. This is not an uncommon position, and there's parts of it that I agree with, that we're sort of saying we need to penalize the economy of the United States and export our climate guilt to China and India that are not going to follow any of these rules, and meanwhile the air is going to be the same. There's going to be no measurable difference. I also believe we don't have a choice when we have the capital needs of the oil and gas industry to say we better address this and play the game, for lack of a better term. We didn't make the rules of the game, but I want your take on that when we come back on What's on Your Mind after a short break. Fascinating conversation, and we're leading up to Cookfest in Trenton, North Dakota today for the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres in a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near Perth, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Well, if you do, you've come to the right place because we're at Red Rock Auto today. Williston, Watford City, and Dickinson, North Dakota. We're at the Ford store in Williston. And Shelly's here. Shelly, if I need a new truck, can you help me out?
Oh, I certainly can.
Oh, you can. You have trucks on the lot right now.
We have trucks on the lot. We have used trucks. If you're looking to order something, we can certainly do that for you. We have the order banks are open for the F-150s right now, so certainly come in, make your order. There is no charge to order, and you're not obligated should you decide that that's not what you want. Our order banks for the Super Duties should be open later on this fall. So if you're looking for a Super Duty, let me know.
You make that so easy, don't you?
I try.
Yes.
I try.
Brand new vehicle, and you get to dream of when it will arrive.
Yep.
If I did the F-150 today, when does it show up?
I'm going to say let's go six months.
Yeah. So you're
depending on what it is.
It's the anticipation. It's like Christmas morning, opening that present, right?
Yes.
Shelly, thanks so much. Appreciate
you're welcome.
You bet. Shelly from Red Rock Ford in Williston today, the Red Rock Auto family. Williston, Watford City, and Dickinson, our fine host for today. More from them a little bit later on in the program. Continuing our chat with Nico DeRussima here, and I gave you a tough question, kind of. From the listener, basically saying, let's opt out of this because it's crazy. What do you say to somebody that says CO2 is not causing a climate issue and we're messing with temps?
Scott, on the one side, you know, there's an approach where we can look at the technical merits and review that. We can also see what is happening globally. And I think as a group, we always want to move forward and improve what we're doing. You know, a good example is the Model T Ford. The way the forts, you know, were built, you know, many years ago and where we are today is much better. So I think as a good steward of the environment, we need to improve and do better what we can.
Somebody else texted in saying, we can't stop advancing our technology and knowledge of oil production. Oil is king, and this will keep oil relevant for many, many more years.
Absolutely true.
And this kind of goes to your point on the car is different today than it was 10 years ago.
You
Everything
know,
improves, right?
And you also, you know, with the structure, you know, electrical vehicles are good, but you also need lubricants for that. You also need, you know, transportation fuel for planes and ships and other things. There are no electrical charging stations in the middle of the ocean. So there's definitely a lot of ways that we need to look at improving.
What is happening right now? I know you've got a $2.8 billion project here, and you've begun the process. You have development underway. You're in Trenton, North Dakota right now. Just give us a little sense of what is happening to create this and when you plan to be operational.
There's a lot of activities. We normally break it down into four perspectives, you know, looking at the business side, you know, the operations of the people, the engineering and technology, and then the project to develop. So many of the activities, site has been selected, site is, you know, the conditional approval for the zoning was completed, and we've, you know, done the geotechnical to review and look at the site, and we've kicked off, you know, the carbon capture and sequestration studies. For the rest of it, you know, on the commercial side, a lot of discussions for, you know, the offtake of the products, the people that is buying it, as well as the supply of the gas, and the infrastructure to develop that. We're kicking off the engineering in about, you know, 4 weeks, you know, for the site, for both phase one and two. So many activities, you know, going on at this stage.
And $2.8 billion is a lot of money. I understand you have the commitments in place for those funds, right?
We've got a lot of the commitments in place, a lot of parties and partnerships want to, you know, participate. So, yes, we're moving forward. And, yeah, we've got a lot of support from the state, but also a lot of support from the community in Williston. You know, absolutely amazing to see.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. What do you see as the impact, both on, you know, the neighborhood and also from a job standpoint?
If we look at the jobs, we're talking roughly about 80 to 90 people full-time during operations. In construction, we're looking at about 1,600 construction jobs. But not all of that is going to be, you know, localized here. We know that there's not enough people. And part of the mitigation would be to actually look at fabrication yards to do the modules so that we can put the puzzle together. The other impacts are also looking at the community. You know, what other induced jobs, you know, people supplying and supporting, you know, the facility and the development. You're looking at the community, even things as simple as, you know, restaurants and, you know, the lighting, providing clothes and housing and other impacts that that will take place. What we really plan to do is make sure that we give a sense, been through this before, how we need to actually plan for that, you know, with a community and, you know, to help in understanding the impact that is coming.
Where else does Cirilon do something similar? Could you give us a little footprint overview of the company?
We're looking at sites in Oklahoma, Louisiana, North Dakota is first, and then also in Alberta. And, you know, with all our other activities, one of our companies are doing a lot of projects, and we're looking at bio-to-liquids projects, ammonia, and also, you know, some other facilities. But, yes.
And this project could have really gone any of those places.
It could have gone there, but North Dakota really stepped up with a strategic vision and say, let's come and do it, yeah.
Give me an example of that. What first got your attention about North Dakota being in a leg above the others?
I think two things. Number one, and it sounds cheesy, but it's not, is the value system. You know, I spoke about ownership, leadership, and stewardship. The people that we've met and the way we were dealt with was really at a strategic level, but also in the value system of, you know, we say what we do and we own who we are. And, you know, we value that very much. We've been in business with other people where everyone is trying to steal and, you know, do things that is not honorable. In North Dakota, we didn't experience that. You know, it was really a cut above. I think the value system on the one side, but I think, you know, the vision of what we want to do and how we want to do it here in North Dakota, it really stood above any of the other locations.
Wow. So the vision's aligned?
Absolutely.
And the value system was an edge?
Absolutely. And you don't want to work with people if the value systems are not there.
No, it makes total sense. Anything else you want us to know about this project?
I think it is exciting to come, Scott. I think, you know, the support, keep watching out for what is coming in the future. And, you know, there will be, you know, challenges that we need to work through. But, you know, as we've seen so far, a good fundamental approach in solving problems as we see them and, you know, working out, that's the way forward. I think, you know, for the rest, I just really want to thank North Dakota and the Williams County for their support in making this happen.
Fascinating conversation. We're excited. Thank you for selecting North Dakota, and we'll continue to watch this every step of the way and stay in touch.
Thank you, Scott.
Nico Kirisma. How'd I do?
Very good.
Brushing up with my South African. I love it. And we're excited to have you here and investing in North Dakota. $2.8 billion project, a little Trenton, North Dakota, bedroom community of Williston, North Dakota. What's not to love about that? We're going to talk with Mr. Energy, Al Christensen, who's retiring after four decades plus with Great River Energy in our Lignite Energy Council segment next.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Red-hot inflation is stifling millions of U.S. households, but the rising price of everyday necessities has squeezed one group particular, retirees living on a fixed income. Experts say today's inflation could ultimately push more seniors into higher tax brackets as a result because of what is likely to be record high cost of living increases. As California pushes for more mask mandates in the Golden State, Los Angeles County doctors are speaking out, saying this decision by California lawmakers is not based on science.
If the experience of our hospital is reflective of across the county, which I believe it is, we're just seeing nobody with severe COVID disease.
It's the same. It's not changed. It's been the same. It's like 2 months of the same.
Los Angeles County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says masks are needed to protect people of color. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we're Red Rock Auto in Williston, North Dakota today, having a grand old time, making our way to Trenton, North Dakota for the Cook Fest later today. The Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, North Dakota Petroleum Council puts this on, and this is, I want to say, the 13th year. 13th year, like 26th event. Pretty amazing. Free food, live music, great fun, what's not to love. 2 until 4, the Bakken Rocks Basic Education Session. You don't want to miss this. Tysa Building in Trenton, and then the barbecue with live music by Bill Falcon and the Good Medicine Band, games and activities for kids and more at the Trenton Lake Recreation Area. That's south of 1804 on 45th Street Northwest, okay? And cooking up today will be Cord Energy, ConocoPhillips and Hurley's Oilfield Services, Continental, Champion X, Patriot, Fishing Tools, Enbridge, Go Wireline, Grayson Mill, Halliburton, Hess, Kraken Resources, Neighbors Drilling, and One Oak with Balin Valves. We talked to them earlier. So it's so darn fun. You won't want to miss it. Doing the same thing in White Shield on Thursday. Get it on your calendar. Big Fishing Derby tomorrow. And we're on the road covering it all on What's On Your Mind. What's not to love, my friends? So darn fun, I can't even begin to tell you. I want to thank our fine sponsors on the program, including our friends at University of Mary, where they've done it again. They've stepped up to the plate to meet a need that is big right now, and that is in cybersecurity professionals. They're in high demand. We need them so we can meet the rising technology needs of small and large businesses addressing these challenges that resonate across the globe. University of Mary supports this need through its Cybersecurity Administration degree program. Find out more at umary.edu/CSA. Remember, use the promo code SCOTT and they'll waive your application fee. I'm getting a lot of feedback on our Greta Van Susteren interview. That she might have been mistaken on the heat wave in Europe. She's got Western Europe right, but she missed the Eastern Europe blues where it's cold. You got Arctic ice sitting at a 14-year high. Oh, wait a minute. What happened to global warming? Anyway, more on that coming up in just a little bit from Red Rock Auto in Williston today. First, it is time for our Energy Matters segment. We do this once a week for our friends at Lignon Energy Council. And what a treat today to have Al Carlson, Mr. Energy in North Dakota, retiring 45 years with Great River Energy. Al, thanks for joining us. What are your thoughts on retirement?
Well, my thoughts are is I'm bullish on the lignite industry. I'm bullish on energy. I can't say enough for the great company that I work for. They were innovative. They were great corporate citizens in North Dakota. You know, they only have two customers, the Falkirk Mine and Dakota Spirit Ag Energy, the ethanol plant next to Spiritwood that they serve. Yet they were involved with everything you could possibly think in coal country communities. They innovated. They're the ones that built the two ethanol plants, Blue Flint Ethanol using waste heat. Dakota Spirit, the same thing. They built the Spiritwood Station at the request of the state of North Dakota to help out on the Cargill malting plant, which then went away. But God bless, we now have Green Bison Soy that's going to come. We're going to tie ag and energy together again. We did the dry finding, a technology that was designed by two local engineers from North Dakota, one from Mandan and one from Ryder, North Dakota, that worked for Great River, Charlie Bollinger and Mark Ness. Our company, or Great River, invested $200 million in that technology. It increased efficiency at the plant by 4%, which means you burn 300,000 less tons of coal for the same energy. But it also saved over $200 million in emissions controls because inside the black box, it did that. So what I look at is I am so positive about what's going to happen in North Dakota in the lignite industry. Carbon capture is going to be the big thing. We all know that at some point there will be a carbon tax. That's what the big money wants. Let's be on the right side of that ledger. So we've got the Coal Creek one under Rainbow Energy. And, you know, I think the cherry on top for me is we had the announcement that Great River Energy was going to close Coal Creek for economic reasons, and unless they could sell it. And everybody in the states got pulled together, including the people you brought on your show to talk about what a disaster that would be. And we were able to find a North Dakota company that's got a vision that's amazing, Rainbow Energy and Nexus. They bought the plant. You know, I was deep in the negotiations. Neither side, as my boss told me, will get everything they want. And neither side did, but we came to an agreement. My boss, the CEO of Great River Energy, it was about the employees. They had put in a great severance plan, all kinds of things, if the plant was to close. But that wasn't his goal. Rainbow Energy is about the employees. But I can't say enough, you know, neither side, Rainbow nor Great River, got everything they wanted. The state of North Dakota was the winner. They've got the power plant. They've got people with a vision to do carbon capture, build load on site. Part of their message was this is the way to show intermittent energy, wind power built next to a plant, at the, how it values, makes better value for the coal plant. So I think, again, North Dakota's going to lead the nation. I'm just totally impressed by how North Dakota pulled together to save this. But I had a great 45-plus year run. I don't plan on going anywhere, Scott, because lucky for me, I've been appointed to the Empower Commission again by Governor Burgum. I'm in my fourth reappointment to the Renewable Energy Council. And God bless the legislators that came up with the Clean Sustainable Energy Program Authority. I got appointed to that for a four-year term. So, Scott, I'm not going anywhere because I see so much positive for the state. And I just love the fact that people are on the radio, on your show, talking about it is positive. We can do this. North Dakota is the leader.
Yeah, you mentioned North Dakota. That's what was at the epicenter of every one of those very challenging things where one of the linchpins could have gone. Even a Minnesota power cooperative in Great River Energy is led by a guy with a North Dakota, University of North Dakota degree, Dave Segu. So, you know, there's North Dakota connections there and found a way. About a minute left, Al. I'm curious what you're most bullish for in the future. Obviously, you're going to stay part of that, and every one of those groups you talked about, you're remaining a part of. What does our future look like?
Our future is really good. I think that what we have to look at is because Wall Street doesn't like fossil fuels, the thing that North Dakota can do, this Clean Sustainable Energy Authority, people don't, the big projects that we need to that are game changers and transitional, like Representative Bosch and Patton envisioned, we need to put more money into that loan fund because it's very difficult for these projects to get loan funds. And so the state of North Dakota is flush with cash. These are loans to good companies on transitional projects. My only concern out there, Scott, that makes me a little nervous is we're starting to get some NIMBY issues in North Dakota. I start to feel like we don't realize that it's not all about our own selves. It's about the greater good. So that's what concerns me, that every time you try to build a pipeline, a transmission line, or if you're looking at a wind project that's going to solidify $1.5 billion of GDP in North Dakota with Coal Creek Station if people don't like it. It's a model that the industry should take. So I'm bullish because the state is putting money into it. We have people with forethought in the legislature, and we're not afraid to speak our piece. So I'm bullish, and I just again can't thank Great River enough for my opportunities, and God bless America, and it's been wonderful to be in North Dakota, and I will not be going anywhere.
Well, what an illustrious career, no doubt about it, and really appreciate all the years you spent in the halls of the North Dakota Capitol making sure those things, through countless legislative sessions, had a fighting chance, Al. There's no doubt about that. Appreciate your time very much today, and wish you well, and I'm glad you're not going anywhere. You're retiring from Great River Energy, but you're going to be another post very instrumental to all of this that is happening in the great state of North Dakota and can happen with this bright future. Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you, Scott, and have a great day, and God bless America.
God bless America is right. Thank you, Al Christensen. I said Al Carlson at the beginning of the interview like a dope, but wrong Al. Al Christensen, Mr. Energy in North Dakota, best of the best. He really is amazing. Texter said, you keep saying, Scott, that we didn't make the rules. We're just playing by the game of the rules. We're playing the rules of the game. That's completely false. Senator Hoban and others have worked for over a decade to create the programs that will funnel taxpayer money to private companies engaged in this boondoggle. Well, that is a strategy to address the nightmare. That's not creating the game. I assume what you're talking about is the 45Q tax credits, which, by the way, for... the wind industry receives subsidies, and they keep getting subsidies even though they say we don't need them anymore. That's how Congress operates. That's the tax code. You're not going to change that versus, on the backs of one particular situation here. But that's a strategy. That isn't creating the game. So I would disagree with you. We have the rules of the game set by others, our choices. Screw this. This is stupid. It's poppycock. And the oil and gas industry goes away. And how they touch every corner of North Dakota is impacted. Schools, roads, water projects. Wave that goodbye. I'm not willing to do that. So I think we play the game. We solve problems. We take the problem off of the map by solving the problems. That's why you have a $2.8 billion investment from Cirilon going in Trenton, North Dakota. Because we're solving problems that we didn't create. That are created by, folks with a very different worldview. Eric in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, hi. With the EPA being struck down by the Supreme Court, is this something that we really have to do, or is this kind of a pet project for people with lots of money? Because I see it as a waste of money. That's just my point of view, is that we're going to be run by people from other countries. We're going to have some sort of another authority, telling us how to live. And I don't trust any of it. We're having a second Chinese company coming in because the first one owns Columbia Grain. And I'm wondering how much more are we going to sell out to big interests? Because we're probably not going to see anything out of it. I doubt if I'm going to see any sort of relief. And we're giving away our land. And I think a lot of these
who's giving away land? I mean, I think you're talking about
the Chinese.
Yeah, but who's giving them land?
You got to take up the land for the carbon capture.
Well, but they would need to lease that. Surface rights and ability to do that. So you're not giving it up as a decision. So a lot of this is landowner rights issues, but I take your point, Eric, on the Chinese. I don't think the Chinese are going to end up owning the project in Grand Forks, the corn milling plant.
Well,
I really don't. I think there's enough.
They're trying to annex land from Grand Forks here, and I got a neighbor that's involved in that.
There's a process on all of that, though. There's a process. And, there's a couple of issues there. Corn milling plant, will it exist? Probably not owned by the Chinese. And there's a process for all that stuff. As far as the EPA decision in West Virginia, All that means is they're going to find another way to do it now by climate action executive orders. You watch.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Great feedback today from our listeners on all kinds of these issues. Texter says, clean, sustainable energy. In terms of the New World Order, I cringe every time I hear it. I get it, but you should smile just a little bit knowing we're beating them at their own game. You know, another texter says, you're just giving the eco-zealots what they want. Give them an inch, they'll take 10 miles. This CO2 capture nonsense is just the next step to destroying the coal and natural gas industries forever. There again, they're playing checkers, we're playing chess. Because we're making, in the eyes of the market, every barrel of oil cleaner. That's what Cerulean and a $2.8 billion project at Trenton, North Dakota does. 90 employees, 1,600 construction jobs. They're going to buy a lot of trucks at Red Rock Auto, where we're coming from today, okay? They're going to churn a lot of dollars in the community, and they're going to make every barrel of oil cleaner. So they set the rules to the game. We're beating them at their own game. That's all I'd ask you to think about a little bit, because I'm with you. I also believe landowner rights deserve a voice in this. And it is up to landowners to decide what to do with their land. I'll die on that hill forever. Trenton, North Dakota, later today for a Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. The oil and gas companies competing for your vote for the People's Choice Cook Team. I mean everything from street tacos to brisket to burgers and so much more. My friends at Go Wireline in Williston here said, we'll do 60 pounds of pork. We'll do 80 pounds of brisket. I mean, you can't. Oh, no, baby back ribs. They're doing 80 pounds of baby back ribs. So find Go Wireline, find Enbridge, and find the good folks from Bale and Valves. That's where we'll be at the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest Thursday in White Shield, North Dakota, a little closer to Minot, a little closer to Bismarck, but Trenton, North Dakota today, just outside Williston for all the great fun. Before we leave here, we have to thank our host for hosting us today for the broadcast on the way up to Trenton. That's the good folks at Red Rock Ford in Williston, Red Rock Auto, Watford City, Williston, and Dickinson, North Dakota. And JC, the top dog, is here to tell us a little bit about how things are going at Red Rock Auto today. JC?
Man, it's amazing, except we did get a little bit of hail last night. So it sounds like we did get a little bit whacked, but that's fine. We'll go through there and take care of them because we have a collision center here in Williston. So it's not a big deal. We take care of people
just
fast.
Another day, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you've got cars on the lot here.
We have plenty of cars on the lot. We've been real lucky since all of this COVID took shape, and we've stayed ahead of it. So we've managed to keep a real solid used inventory. New is a little more difficult considering the inventory constraints that we've dealt with, but we've done a lot to stay ahead of that curve as well on the new car front and just staying ahead of retail orders. So we actually we're getting a lot of new inventory that will be coming our way more than I think others will. So we're staged to have a really great year.
Well, I saw a lot of new trucks out here, and I thought, boy, oh boy, take your pick. And then somebody said Kayla's already sold them all.
She's a sales Mavis here. So yeah, she and Dan are our fleet crew, and I'll let her talk about that. But yeah, they're pretty busy.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy the last couple of months. We've stayed ahead of it, like JC said, selling a little bit of used inventory, and slowly we've got some new stuff trickling in. Unfortunately, it does have a name on every vehicle that's coming in, with two people back behind them who are on the waiting list to buy it if the original orders don't want to take it. But we've got a lot of our stuff coming in, and they just opened the order bank for F-150s, so we were very busy yesterday putting in those orders. So we're happy to take F-150 orders coming in, and then hopefully September we'll be able to start ordering some Super Duties.
And I don't think folks in Eastern North Dakota have any concept that when we talk about fleet in the Bakken, it's a whole new level, isn't it, Kayla?
It's completely different. Dan, I wish he could be here to talk about it. He came from St. Louis 11 years ago, I think, and he's got almost 30 years in the fleet business, and it's a whole new world. He keeps telling people, and until you come here and you see it, you just can't believe it. But we're not just oil and gas. Everything from electricians and construction to oil and gas and Coca-Cola up the hill, so we're staying pretty busy.
Phenomenal. And JC, the Nelson family, a great heritage in Fergus Falls and Ottertail County, and now out here with Dickinson, Watford City, and Williston. Tell us a little bit about that family and the dealerships they operate.
So Brent and Laurel are in Fergus, a great couple, terrific. They purchased Red Rock Ford back in 2016, and man, I've gotten to know them real well. Think of them almost like family. Adam came out shortly after, and he's just brilliant. He's a very, very smart businessman, and cool as a cucumber for the most part, and just a really good guy. His wife, Oriana, they live here in town, and they have a couple little ones. So he spends most of his time in Watford and in Dickinson while I'll run this store up here. He's usually here once a week, and he's just terrific to work for. He's just a really great guy. The whole family is. And, just what he's done to bring up those stores in those other two communities has been terrific. The community outpouring has been great. And of course, in the last couple of years, it's not without its challenges. So, and same thing with the, you know, the collision center. I mean, opening a business can be very challenging, but he meets it very well, and he does a terrific job. So,
and you know, the community, you know, give backs are pretty amazing. We're starting something new called the Team of the Week that we're going to be celebrating in the McKenzie County Farmer and on KTGO. You know, for Red Rock Auto as well, at both the Watford City and Williston locations. So we're really looking forward to that, to be able to celebrate. But a good example of just the, you know, the way you integrate with the community. It's real, and it's appreciated, JC.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks for having us today.
Yeah, thank you. And just a reminder to all your listeners, again, to Kayla's point, even on the fleet side of things, get out, get to the store here. Let's put a retail order in for you.
Go to work.
Get to work.
Yeah, and it'll be here before you know it. You'll be taking the bow off of that. Just like all those folks out there that enjoy it. Kayla, thank you. Enjoyed it very much. JC, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're headed for Trenton, North Dakota, 2 until 4, the info session. Great, valuable information. 4 o'clock, the barbecue, doing it all over again in White Shield, North Dakota on Thursday. God bless you, one and all. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in the scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Putlitz Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Putlitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.